John Tamney now joins us. He's an author. His book is The End of Work, Why Your Passion Can Become Your Job. That sounds fantastic. Also editor of Real Clear Markets and the director of the Center for Economic Freedom at FreedomWorks. John, thank you so much for joining us. There's a lot to be celebrated right now when it comes to President Trump and his accomplishments in his administration.
Yeah, well, certainly, when more people are working, that on its own is exciting. But I think what's really exciting about prosperity is that it means more and more people are getting up and doing what they love, what amplifies their unique talents for a job. And that's kind of a modern concept. You know, 150 years ago when you were born, you kind of knew you were going to farm your whole life 6 days a week, whether you loved it or hated it. And nowadays, we have choices. More and more people can make a life out of sports. They can make a life out of food, wine, video gaming, shopping. All of these things are remunerative jobs today, and that's what I'm writing about.
Yeah, it's really interesting to me to look at how President Trump's actions have been very equal opportunity for all sorts of people. It's not as though it's only benefiting, you know, one particular version or demographic, whatever it might be. But, you know, how has President Trump's economy boomed for all of us?
Well, to be clear, a growing economy is colorblind. It's gender blind. And what I think is really exciting is it's education blind. In the past, people have said, well, you know, if you don't have a college degree, you can't do certain things. Well, I think that's as wrongheaded and sick as saying, well, you can't do something because you're a woman or you're the wrong color.
Yeah.
And so what I'm describing, in many ways I wrote this book for my parents, is that when an economy grows, it doesn't matter if you love school or even if you bother with school. The only thing that matters in a growing economy is that you find what elevates what's unique about you, because in the world we live in, what you're good at can become a career.
Yeah, absolutely. So in your research for this book and The End of Work, Why Your Passion Can Become Your Job, are you finding, did you look into it all, like people's interest in actually pursuing a passion? I think that maybe generations before us, they, as you mentioned, like you knew you were going to farm the family land. That's just what you knew you were going to do. If your dad made shoes, you were going to make shoes or whatever the case might be. What about today? What about the opportunities that are in front of us now to really actually go and pursue that passion?
Well, one of the things that informed it is that my dad always told me that he wanted to be a basketball coach, that in his perfect world, that's what he would have done. But he had a wife and two kids, and he provided for us amazingly. Nowadays, though, he could do that. And so sports is interesting, because I look at basketball, I look at football, and I say they're very cerebral sports. The people who are good at them really understand them very well. Well, you know, when Bill Belichick first got into head coaching in the 1970s, he was a $25 a week assistant. If you wanted to make football a life, you really didn't have many options. You're going to have to do something else.
Mm-hmm.
Well, nowadays, in the state of Georgia alone, there are 36 different high school football coaches who earn in the six figures, and that's just Georgia. That leaves out how much it pays to be a college assistant. The NFL is a different story. What that tells you is that if you love football, nowadays you can make a life out of it, and you can show up every work and be an expert at something about what you're passionate about that's cerebral. In my dad's era, you could not do that. And, of course, in his parents' era, there you could do even less. And then, again, 150 years ago, you pretty much knew you were going to be a farmer. What a sad thing, because I think most of us, it's any wonder that people starved long ago simply because if your only way was to do something you're awful at, what a terrible way to go through life.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the jobless rate is now at 3.8%, black unemployment record low, wages are on the rise. It's a good time to be looking for a job and to be working and potentially moving up. And people can get your book on Amazon, I see. Again, it's called The End of Work, Why Your Passion Can Become Your Job. John Tamney, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Eddie, so much for having me.
Absolutely.